So while I am sad and cope, trying to cope, I'll be honest, I am angry. I am angry with the world that allowed the dehumanization of Israelis and sanitized the terrorism of Hamas. I must say, I love this show and I love this network, but I've got to ask, who is writing the scripts? Hamas, the people who did this, they are not fighters, Jonathan. They are not militants. And I'm looking right at the camera. They are terrorists. It is a barbarian who rapes and brutalizes women, who kills children in front of their parents, and then brings them over to Gaza, who literally, we've heard all these reports, and we know these aren't just reports. These were filmed gleefully by the barbarians who committed these grotesque crimes. They filmed, for example, an elderly woman in her home in one of these towns. They burned her alive in her house because she was too infirm to take out. And, you know, parading women, bleeding from the crotch because they were raped throughout Gaza while people hoot and holler and cheer. So look, you know, when we say, oh, this was an escalation, it was bound to happen, I am sorry. This was a massacre that was pre-planned. This was not destined to happen. It is not normal to shoot teenagers in the back, hundreds of them. So I just think, like, guys, get this story right. And all these pictures of, like, you know, missiles or the rubble in Gaza, please talk to the Israeli mothers and fathers who lost their children. Talk to the grandchildren whose grandparents were seized as hostages. And please stop calling this a retaliation. This is a defensive measure against an organization that is committed to one thing, killing Jews, not a peaceful resolution of a conflict, but murdering Jews. And if you're wondering if I'm exaggerating, please, I beg of you, everyone watching and everyone at this network, just watch the footage.
That, my friends, was one of the most woke leftist activists in the nation freaking out at one of the most woke leftist propaganda outlets, MSNBC, showing for all to see how the Hamas-Israel conflict is literally unraveling the left. We're going to see how the war in the Middle East has erupted into a massive clash inside the woke left, and why this clash is but the beginning of the woke's inevitable demise. You're not going to want to miss this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, as you can see, back in the studio, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, if you would, make sure to share this video with friends and family. We are once again being throttled, unfortunately, by big tech, so I need your help to get the hopeful message of this channel out to as many people as possible. Also, gang, you need to click on that link below right now and learn how to stick it to the establishment by using their own corruption against them. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. Companies like BlackRock have been bribing corrupt politicians like Nancy Pelosi with insider trading secrets for decades now. They know a whole host of trading secrets that give them an unfair advantage when picking stocks. But did you know that thanks to a little-known SEC database? Well, guess what? We can have access to those very secrets as well. We get to see what stocks those corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we get to piggyback on their trades to gain the same advantage for ourselves that Pelosi and the crooks in D.C. have. My friend Ross Givens has been tracking insider trading for years now, and his recommendations have led to investment returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%, and now it's your turn. Click on that link below right now and learn how you too can learn to trade like Pelosi. Click on that link below and learn how to gain an insider advantage for yourself today. War, as we all know, has erupted in the Middle East, but that war, ironically, has devastating ramifications for the woke left here at home. On one side, you have the Palestinian sympathizers, such as Black Lives Matter. BLM has publicly announced their solidarity and support for the Palestinians. In fact, the Chicago chapter of BLM, they went even further. They posted a highly inflammatory image of their support for the Palestinian people, showing a glider symbol, which we all saw beginning the hostilities. BLM's official statement reads, quote, "Black Lives Matter grassroots stands in solidarity with our Palestinian family who are currently resisting 57 years of settler colonialism and apartheid. As black people continue the fight to end militarism and mass incarcerations in our own communities, let us understand the resistance in Palestine as an attempt to tear down the gates of the world's biggest open-air prison. As a radical black organization grounded in abolitionist ideals, we see clear parallels between black and Palestinian people." Yeah, well, they're radical to say the least. For her part, Representative Ilhan Omar, the darling of the woke left, actually went so far as to accuse Israel of war crimes in their retaliation against Hamas. And Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib has been pictured proudly displaying the Palestinian flag in front of her congressional office. So there you have it. The woke left is clearly on the side of the Palestinians. Or are they? While all the sympathizing with Hamas is happening, you just saw, of course, none other than the president of the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, Jonathan Greenblatt, who many consider to be the king of woke cancel culture. He's been trying to shut down Elon Musk for months now. Well, he may want to rethink who his friends are. You heard what he had to say to his fellow leftists at MSNBC. Check out what he had to say to his fellow leftists in New York City.
"I am sick and tired of it. And I am disgusted. Not just by the atrocities, although that's enough, but by their accomplices here in New York, marching in front of my office, saying resistance. Let me tell you something, rape is not resistance. Murder is not a political movement. And these people will end where evil always does, on the ashes of history."
So what's going on here? Why are we seeing nothing less than this full-blown civil war erupting inside the Democratic Party, where each side is calling the other murderers and terrorists? Well, to understand why the modern left is unraveling, we just have to actually understand the significance of one word: victimhood. Victimhood, in many respects, is the ideology of the left. Rush Limbaugh used to say that all the time. The left is incessantly dedicated to turning people into victims. And that incessant victimology is rooted in the ideology known as cultural Marxism. Cultural Marxists deliberately attempt to bifurcate the world into two groups of people: victim groups and victimizer groups, right? Oppressed and oppressor. Here at home, this is how left-wing liberals have been rather successful in creating a coalition between LGBT activists on the one hand and Muslims on the other. Now, you would think that these two groups were completely antithetical to one another, particularly when it comes to sexual ethics, but not in the world of the cultural Marxists. You see, in the ideology of cultural Marxism, and this is absolutely key, you got to get this, both the LGBT community and the Muslim community share a common identity in that they are both the recipients historically of repression and discrimination in the West. And the key here is that they're both united by a shared identity of oppression. Now, here's the problem. Here's what we're seeing erupt right now within the woke left. What happens when one of those victim groups is no longer seen as a victim? What happens when the basis of commonality, victimhood, is lost? Well, what happens is that the solidarity between these often mutually exclusive groups collapses. It falls apart. And that's exactly what we're seeing happening inside the woke left right now as we speak. The ADL, which again is often seen as the default heresy hunter, the Grand Inquisitor, on behalf of all things woke, being the first to accuse others of racism, sexism, bigotry, all kinds of phobia. Well, that very Grand Inquisitor, the woke heresy hunter, the ADL, is now turning its ire on the woke left itself, such as the left-wing activists at MSNBC. So whether it's the pro-Palestinian side denouncing Israel as oppressive, or whether it's the ADL denouncing pro-Palestinian expressions as sympathizers with terrorists, the woke left is politically unraveling. And they're unraveling precisely because their connective tissue, which is a common identity of victimhood, is collapsing. Palestinian sympathizers are now seen by the ADL as nothing less than terrorist sympathizers, all the while Israel and the ADL are seen as apologists for the continued oppression of the Palestinians. Either way, we could see the left unraveling precisely because their mutually recognized victim status is imploding. As it turns out, the world is simply too complicated to maintain a common identity so blatantly fabricated and manufactured for partisan purposes. And that is why the woke left, in the end, will itself eventually implode. Are you ready to join the resistance? Because I'm leading a group of dedicated, courageous patriots who can lead a spearhead into the heart of the secular globalist establishment. We punish Bud Light and Target, driven CNN and the legacy media to near bankruptcy, forced BlackRock to backtrack on ESG, and now we're seeing our conservative-dominated Supreme Court ending affirmative action and protecting religious liberty. In my Insiders Club, I show you concrete steps to take locally and online that will only keep this mass uprising going until the battle is won. Don't wait. Click the link in my description below and join my Courageous Patriots Insiders Club today.